بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فوزيل بن إياد رحمة الله عليه فرماتته كسلف وزلت سلف وزلت أو تنهاي إسليه اختيار کرتے کیونکہ اس سے غفلت دور غفلت دور ہو کر بیداری پیدا ہوتی ہے. حضرت فوزیل بن إياد رحمة الله عليه اسے تسلف دا predecessors, those learning the Khair Qurun era, great people, they adopted solitude. They adopted solitude, seclusion. Why? Because by virtue of solitude and being in seclusion, they developed alertness. They develop alertness and they become awake. One, those who associate, mingle with people, they are always in a state of ghaflat. So by seclusion, one develops awareness of Allah Ta'ala, awareness of the Akhirat. Allah Ta'ala inspires the heart then. Or Allah Ta'ala say, بِكَثْرَتْ مُرَاقَبَامْ بِالْغَيْبْ hota hai. And in abundance then, before in solitude, one engages in muraqabah, in meditation of Allah Ta'ala, the unseen realm of Allah Ta'ala, that it dawns on a person. Jo shakhs bhi apne rab ki ibadat karta hai, wo chahta hai ke usse koi na dekhe. A person who genuinely engages in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, he will naturally desire that no one should be aware of him, no one should see him. This ghaflat, that ghaflat means to be oblivious, to uncaring, an uncaring attitude. As far as the dunya is concerned, we are not ghafil. But as far as the akhirat is concerned, we, most people, all of us, we are ghafil. Look, a person, if he knows there's a warrant of arrest out for him, the worry he has. Yeah, or he has been convicted now and he's going to be sentenced now to a long term of imprisonment. So how much that person will worry now? He will be full of grief, worry, won't be able to sleep, no be able to eat, he won't derive any pleasure in company also. if he knows the tax man is on him, he has to pay 100,000 rand fines tax, then the person is overcome with worry, is restless. But despite his awareness, he knows that he's going to die, the malakul maut is going to come, he's going to go in a qabr. He's got yakin in that. No Muslim denies that. Even a kafir also knows he's going to die. So, and the pangs of death, the torments in the qabr, Sahib must informed us of this, and everyone believe in it. One does not believe in it, obviously he's not a Muslim. So despite the fact that we know these things will happen, and will happen soon, because more takes place now in this dunya, we are ghafil, we are oblivious. But if we, as far as a worldly calamity is concerned, worldly misfortune, there we are. We have the same amount of awareness. We know that's going to happen, and there's more going to happen. Whatever has been mentioned about the qabr, that's going to happen. And qiyamah, we all know that. But as far as the dunya affairs are concerned, we are alert. There's no ghafal there. But when it comes to the deen, yeah, issues, then we are ghafil. We know we're going to die, but still we lead a life of recklessness in disobedience unto Allah Ta'ala. So that is why the people, so much Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has emphasized on muraqabah and solitude. Come much in the hadith that you must be in solitude a lot, and engage in contemplation, meditation, so that the eyes which are, the spiritual eyes which are blind, the vision will appear, you will be able to see, you will be able to understand, and then you will develop more awareness about the issues pertaining to the akhirat than the issues pertaining to the dunya. Agar tu ye kar sakta hai ke logon ki khidmat ke liye jaye aur log tere liye chal kar na aaye aur tu in se sawal na kare na wo tujhse sawal kare to aisa kare. The Fuzail Rahman says, if it's possible for you to go and be of service to people. Why saying this? Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged a lot to be of service to people. There's much sawab that in being of service to people. A person, especially if a person is in need, then to go to his aid. The sawab is even much more than other nafil acts of ibadah. As Abdullah ibn Ba'at radiallahu ta'ala was once in i'tikaf in Ramadan, someone came to him and reported him that a certain Muslim brother is in need, in difficulty, he requires assistance. So he left his i'tikaf and he went out to aid that person. Then after it was, he was reminded, oh, Abdullah ibn Ba'at, that you are in i'tikaf. He said, yes, I know I am in i'tikaf, but the sawab of assisting a person, a Muslim in distress, it's 100, you'll get sawab of 100 to 120 etikafs, you'll get sawab. So the sawab is more there than sitting in this one etikaf, and this doesn't mean that he now abandoned the etikaf. No, he'll make qaza of that one day, but he was not confronted with two good deeds. One was the etikaf, to continue that etikaf, and one was to go to the service now of a brother Muslim. So that Jafar Sadiq said that the sign of a man's intelligence is that he is able to choose and select between two good deeds. When he is confronted with two good deeds and he cannot fulfill both of them at the same time, and if he is able to select now that good deed which has more sawab, which is better, then that is proves that his intelligence. So here Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he opted for the deed which was of greater sawab, and he will come and he will make qaza of that day of itikaf which he broke. So the Fuzail bin Iyad Ramtullah said that if you are able to go and be of assistance to people, and on condition that you won't ask them for anything, nor will they ask you for anything, you just go. In other, you must not mingle freely. Do what you can to assist people, but don't waste time unnecessarily. Once the service has been rendered, then you withdraw back into solitude again. So aisa kar, then you should do that. Bakhuda, main kisi aadmi ko milu aur wo mujhko salam na kahe, to main uska ehsaan samajhta hoon. He says, bakhuda khuda, he takes a qasam by Allah Ta'ala, the Fuzail bin Iyad Ramtullah. If I meet somebody and that person doesn't make salam to me, then I believe that he has bestowed a favor to me. It's an act of ihsan. You know, he's so much detested to speak with people that he said that if that person doesn't make salam to me also, then it's not wajib upon me now to make salam to him. And I will believe that he has now bestowed an act of ihsan, a favor upon me. یہی کیفیت اس وقت ہوتی ہے کہ جب میں بیمار ہوں اور کوئی میری عیادت کو نہ آئے. He says, that is my condition also. When I am sick and no one comes to visit me, then I feel happy. I feel happy, and I believe the people are bestowing ihsan, favor upon me. Ya Allah, I even made dua, Ya Allah, make me so sick to justify me not going to the masjid and performing salat in jamaat. You have to perform in jamaat, but if a person is so sick, he's unable to go to the masjid, then he's excused, so he would make even dua. He was overwhelmed, I think, by his relationship with Allah Ta'ala and his detestation and dislike for mixing with people, that he would even make such dua. It's not well proper for us to make such dua. We cannot tolerate it. We don't have that sabr to undergo such rigors as this the awliya of former time. The lesson for us in this story is that as far as possible, don't increase your circle of friends and acquaintances, and be more in solitude, so that the reality of the maut, reality of the qabr, reality of the akhirat, it dawns upon us, and that will keep us then away from disobedience and transgression.